With Vida Winter's letter still in my hand, I left the shop and went upstairs to my flat. As I went, turning out the lights behind me, I began to prepare phrases for a polite letter of refusal. I was, I could tell Miss Winter, the wrong kind of biographer. I had no interest in contemporary writing. I had read none of Miss Winter's books. I was at home in libraries and archives and had never interviewed a living writer in my life. I was more at ease with dead people and was, if the truth be told, nervous of the living. It probably wasn't necessary to put that last bit in the letter. Tell me the truth. The words from the letter were trapped in my head. Trapped, it seemed, beneath the sloping ceiling of my attic flat, like a bird that has got in down the chimney. It was natural that the boy's plea should have affected me. I, who had never been told the truth, but left to discover it alone and in secret. Tell me the truth. Quite. But I resolved to put the words in the letter out of my head. The hours between 8 in the evening and 1 or 2 in the morning have always been my magic hours. Against the blue candlewick bedspread, the white pages of my open book, illuminated by a circle of lamplight, were the gateway to another world. But that night the magic failed. The threads of plot that had been left in suspense overnight had somehow gone flaccid during the day, and I found that I could not care about how they would eventually weave together. I made an effort to secure myself to a strand of the plot, but as soon as I had managed it, a voice intervened. Tell me the truth, that unpicked the knot and left it flopping loose again. My hand hovered instead over the old favourites, The Woman in White, Wuthering Heights, Jane Eyre. But it was no good. Tell me the truth.